From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The PR people at Major League Baseball should be happy. The doping headlines have calmed down, what with Alex Rodriguez out of action after hip surgery and the Barry Bonds perjury trial now on hold. But as another season approaches, all is certainly not forgotten. NPR's Tom Goldman has a story about how baseball steroid scandals have challenged a father and son's love of the game.
Tell them how many career home runs Eddie Matthews hit.
Eddie Matthews, 512. Want to check him?
No, I believe you.
Jim Gullo and his 8-year-old son Joe live in McMinnville, Oregon. That's over 200 miles from the nearest major league ballpark in Seattle. But Jim and Joe's father-son baseball connection wouldn't be stronger if they lived in the shadow of Yankee Stadium. Jim, who's 52, grew up in New York State, spending those pre-high-tech days playing a board game called Kadeko All-Star Baseball.
I used to play this maniacally as a kid, with leagues and teams.
Jim bought an old copy of the game on eBay to share with Joe.
And, you know, keeping stats, you spin a spinner and whatever
single,
number it lands
and
on.
And then the other person goes, and that means they're safe. But if they get an error, it means that the guy doing the single gets out because he tries to stretch it into a double and he gets thrown out at second.
In December 2007, Joe was 7 and falling for baseball big time, to his dad's delight. But then that month, the Mitchell Report on Doping in Baseball came out. Jim tried to keep it from his son, but that didn't work since Joe read the sports pages. Some of the top players in Joe's beloved PlayStation 2 video game were implicated. So was the player whose name was on Joe's new baseball glove. Joe's response? He got out his baseball cards and started noting suspicious home run totals.
26, 38, then he hits a bunch, 43, and then the next season he goes down a bunch, 33.
Joe would crunch the numbers on a player and then ask his dad, was the guy doing steroids?
And what do you answer to that? I have no idea and I don't know how to counsel my kid.
Partly because a young boy's mind doesn't delve into the gray areas of a steroid scandal.
Out of the blue last year, we were standing in an airport in Calgary, and we hadn't been talking about baseball for weeks, and Joe turned to me and said, Bonds is terrible, he's a cheater, he shouldn't be allowed to play. And I said, well, what do you mean? You know, he has said that he either didn't do steroids or he didn't know that he actually had done them. And he gave me the most withering look, and he says, everybody knows Bonds did them.
I don't think the guy who just hit took steroids, because he's always been pretty good.
These days, it's a more educated Joe Gullo at the controls of his PlayStation 2. When his dad got him the game for his 7th birthday, it kickstarted Joe's passion for baseball. And it still can bring the two of them together for a baseball moment.
Another killed rally.
It's that kind of instinctive pull that keeps baseball thriving as the doping dirt emerges. Still, Jim Gullo feels the need to pull away, and it saddens him.
Frankly, I am reluctant as a parent to really push baseball as a passion right now because I don't know what's going to come out next or how this is all going to shake out, or who else is going to be named.
Jim Gullo, a freelance writer, is working on a book about himself and Joe and baseball. As part of the project, he's considering a summer trip with his son to find what he hopes is a new kind of baseball hero. Tom Goldman, NPR News.